Welcome, welcome, welcome. Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, hello. How are you doing?
Really great. Happy Q Day, everybody. Hi, Q.
Yeah, hi, Q. Q and Mermaid, Asha on the team.
Exactly.
Got to give our shout outs from the ground crew.
Exactly. Always. We're holding it together here.
Yeah, on a wing and a prayer. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We're doing great.
That's
We're
right.
doing great.
That's right. That's
What's
right.
happening, sis?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. I actually got inspiration as the show intro music was starting.
Nice.
So I got inspiration for a song, to read some lyrics for a song. So yeah, that's,
Let's
yeah.
hear it. Let's go,
Okay.
girl.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know everyone's going to know this song. And I remember, like, I'm sure you feel, you probably experienced, Zosia, and many have experienced on this journey. You hear these songs, you know, throughout your entire life, and they don't mean, you hear them, you appreciate them, but you don't really pay attention to the lyrics. But then, you know, on this journey, all of a sudden I'm hearing songs, and songs are coming up for me, and I'm, you know, the lyrics, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's something to this. And I'll just cry just out of just sheer gratitude, excitement, and just coming to this deep knowing. So this song is by John Lennon, and it's called Imagine. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. That's it.
Oh, it's beautiful. You did such a great job. So sweet, and such a sweetness to it. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, what's funny is when I was driving home earlier, that's the exact song that came on. I was pondering it. I was driving past a farm. So when you said that, I'm like, wow, that's just, it's just.
I'm sorry. I'm just shut up. I'm just laughing.
No, it's just so funny. We chuckle all the time. Of course you did. Of course you sang that song. I know you can say at a certain point, like, coincidence. No, it's so synchronistic. And what I was pondering too, and even when you sang it, is, and that's happening. That's happening.
Yeah, it is.
People knew some things.
Exactly. I mean, I'm literally, Zosia, I got my laptop here, you know, and during the intro music, I'm reaching over like with my like Stretch Armstrong's arm to the other to the counter to get the phone to pull up the lyrics. I'm like, oh, can I do it? Can I do it? It's just, I mean, it's pretty magical. It's pretty amazing.
It is magical. It felt dreamy when you were singing it. It felt really nice.
Oh,
Well
good.
done. Beautiful. Oh, yeah,
Thank
I know
you.
you touched other hearts by singing it.
I hope so. I hope so. Well, so I'm going to pull a cue. How do you want to play today?
Always want to play. Well, we chatted a little bit earlier, and I love some of the questions that you had and felt Lauren and I discuss, we just, as we always share, we just follow our inspiration, what comes to us. And as we chatted a little bit, I felt it's just great conversation because others go through it as well. And reading for the people and the other posts, I feel it more. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's obvious, it's obvious, it's obvious. Now it's coming. So I always feel it'll be even more people coming to want to feel what we're all talking about. And how did you get there? How did you do it? Type of thing.
And to add on to that, Zosia, we're literally doing like a live journal. I mean,
Yeah.
this is, you know what I mean? This is that came to me the past couple of weeks. I'm like, this is like a live, this is a journal. I mean, we're verbalizing it and sharing our unique experiences.
I love that. And if there's new listeners, we always talk about Q and Mermaid Ra and the team. And the reason why is we're so, well, I'll just say it in my words. I feel you are feeling the same, but being so inspired by Q is he really for years has put out a template about how to grow your light out of this vessel, out of this body. Really laid a template over and over and over. And like you're saying, Lauren, we're just adding our piece of how we're doing it in the process, how we've done it, things we've observed, how we're breaking through and sharing the details of it. So yeah, perfect. But Q, but again, all of Q's and you can listen to his shows are all on our show page. And yeah, I love how you said it. So let's keep journaling.
It's beautiful. I love that. And just to add on to that, Zosia, the archives, the BBS archives of all the shows being inspired with Q, PRQ timelines, project review with Q, PRQ homesteading, you can find them in the archives. On BBS radio and just listen and feel the harmonics. And because a lot of times I close my eyes when I listen and just feel. So just to encourage any new listeners, if you're inspired, yeah, go check it out.
And can I explain why the feeling is so key? Because Q and the team speak from outside of here. They're not in here, so the resonance is totally different. So it helps us attune our spirit back to our natural state of being, which is peace, inner state of peace and bliss and neutrality. So when you feel what he's saying, he has even said it himself. It's not really the words he's telling us. It's really the harmonic transfer, spirit to spirit.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so do you want to start
Oh,
or
I
do you want
don't
me to?
know. Go ahead, you start.
Okay. So I was reading is a couple I have several things written down, but a couple things that I wrote down. We're doing this journey, we're going within. Well, what does that mean? That's like a very kind of a broad, statement, phrase, words, whatever you want to call it. Going within, you, in my interpretation, you really don't know the way that this whole system is set up. It's to know everything but going within. It's putting your trust and faith outside of yourself and institutions and whatever you want to call it, whatever structure, infrastructure it is. And we all did it. I mean, I did, Zosia, I'm sure you did too. We all did it. There's people like, oh, what does going within mean? And I've been on this journey of learning what it means. And like you said, it's going to be different for everyone. But we're really set up to not be able to go within, not have the space and the time to go within here. In this realm, in this place, you call it a prison planet if you want to. It really was Club Med, and we're going back there. But okay, Zosia, I'm rambling. So my point is, a lot of times I ask myself, "Who am I?" Like, no, I'm not Lauren the nurse. I'm not Lauren the daughter. I'm not Lauren the sister. Who am I? It is so much deeper than the identity that we attach to this physical vessel. Because when we put an identity to the physical vessel, it limits us to who we are and we're limitless creators. So I was reading in the Anastasia book, and Anastasia series. I believe it's 10 books, and just beautiful, beautiful knowledge that's given in these books. And it's very interesting because Anastasia talks about when she meets up with Vladimir, who's in the Matrix world, looking to, how can I make money and monetize? And he meets a completely different being, Anastasia as Ra, or mermaid. And she makes the comment to Vladimir. She says, "Well, okay, what's the common denominator with all of the great ascended masters, if you want to call them? Siddhartha Gautama, Buddha, Yeshua, Jesus. They all, what's the common denominator? What's the common theme? They all went within. How did they do that? They were in, I guess you could call it seclusion or by themselves, and they went into nature and they got their knowledge. And then they come out with all these teachings, right? And they didn't want a big temple. They didn't want, that's what the dark did to, you know what I mean? So they didn't want praise. They didn't want attaboys. They didn't want to be made to be the savior. They're just simply sharing, what we really all are and what's deep inside of us. So I thought that was very interesting. Like none of these individuals went to, graduate school and got their PhD. I'm not knocking those things, but it's interesting because where did they go, Zosha? They went in nature. And it's peaceful. No, not many people know what it's like to be in that state of peace. Anything you want to add to that, Zosha?
Yeah, the state of peace is kind of like feeling Q. You feel the harmonics of speech, of being able to feel your own harmonics in a sense of feel your own spirits, and the nature creates an environment where we get to be in touch with our true self. I feel the beauty of that. The rest, that matrix, is all busy, busy, noise, noise, noise. That's why I feel it's can sometimes feel a challenge for people to transition to know yourself truly. Is going within, is being in nature, because it's such a rude, it's a rude, can be, it can feel like a rude change, hard to adjust to if you're new, and many of us have been doing it for a long time. And I can personally speak to that as well. But yeah, those beings that you mentioned were the same, the light from the same beings here today, speaking to us live. Here today, they're saying, like you said, they're saying the same messaging because it's the same column of light. Keep coming to awaken us. The light has always been here too, in many ways, trying to awaken us in all of our different vessels to allow us to remember truly who we are. We've always had the light. There was a matrix set up. I'm going to venture to guess there's some who never got caught in it. It was just traps set up full of distractions. But as we pull ourselves back out, like why pull yourself back out? Well, that's up to us and that's our choice. If you feel inspired, like something's weird here, what's going on? It's just that place in nature to observe what's going on.
Right. That's beautifully said. And I used to not, I appreciated nature, but I was never someone that, went out and hiking and this, I just never did. But now that I've been doing it, it is just absolutely, it's another frequency. It's another place. It's another world.
Especially when we leave our cell phones home.
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that I thought was I felt was pretty, pretty just beautiful, just a pearl, if you will, that I'm reading through Anastasia again. I have other things, but I want to, do you have anything that came up for you that you wanted to share, or just playing ping pong here?
Yeah, exactly. I had on this week's email from the Creation Lightship. If you spend time there on the first page, I just sat reading. It's like sometimes I just go right to the link, and I forget. Sometimes there's all these little one-liner quotes of Ron, and a couple, well, many stood out to me. But if you just read through those quotes on that page, here's two: the solution. If you're not in nature and you're observing this angst. or just observing things you don't prefer. Ron, and it's what we talked about last week as well. The solution, he says, this is how simple it is, what Q says. If you stay in your heart center, most of the problems you're dealing with probably would not occur. So it's such a profound reframe, really. That's always been the goal. Go within, live where we're used to being in peace. So by that simple statement that Ron shares, it's that easy. That's what Q always points to. It's that simple. It's so simple, it's difficult. And it's what we talked about last week too when Mermaid spoke to it's that in-between place. So when we focus on the heart, that's not, we don't focus on the issue. So that's a cool shift of perspective. And it's profound just right there. That's a statement of a light being. Another one he said, which I found great, is nobody's energy is compatible to you except your own. When you think about or judge somebody, you're connected to them automatically. Also profound, why we don't have another savior, why we don't go, why all those systems were set up to look outside yourself. When we look within, we know that no one's energy is compatible with us. Well, source, because we're attuning back to ourself, right? But in another vessel, that's another statement to support going within. When we focus on, oh, she's doing this or he's doing that, or they have such a great life, or all of that stuff, it's still looking out. Remember the For the People post of, I can't remember the statement, but when you realize the power and the beauty of what you have within, you'd really never look at anyone else in a sense. You just become neutral and knowing of yourself.
That's right. That's right. I'm starting to experience that. I haven't before, and it's pretty profound. I'm taking a lot of work to get there, but
Yeah, it does. But
it's
at
pretty
least it's
profound.
work. At least it's working towards it. Do you want to share an example?
Let's see. Just tenacious, just not giving up, tenacious. Yeah, I get smacked around and I fall and I have to get back up and I cry, I have my moments where I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I need to get out of here, I do. But, I'm being real raw and authentic here. But I'm like, no, that's all the mind. I honor the feelings that come up, even though I know that's not really me. I still honor them. And just let them I just have to let I can't, because if I keep stuffing them down, they're going to keep coming back. But you resist, persist, and just letting it pass through me, and just asking my spirit, okay, here I am, I need some help, clean up on aisle 17. I need some help.
So here's a beautiful quote for you from the gentleman I read last week, Young Pueblo, just to what you said. I knew I was on the right path when I started feeling peace in situations where I would normally feel tension. Do you know what I mean? That's the evolution feeling that I always get excited about. It's not what happens to us. We just keep getting up and doing it again. It's,
That's right.
just to share with people, it's not, it doesn't seem to be this, okay, I told you I read a story of someone who was born self-realized. And the words, the feeling, everything coming out of her was pure light being. Okay, that's not the majority of us. You know, we went through this system that we're breaking out of. So with great love and compassion for ourselves. And here's another one that he writes. Sometimes deeper mental clarity is preceded by great internal storms. Isn't that true?
Oh, yes.
Like every time something happens, it's okay, it might feel like a step backwards. But I can personally say every single time I go through a storm, I come through stronger, more clear. Every single time, and I leave some stuff behind. So I'm not going to say I love the storms, but I know the storms have helped me.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And you come out, yeah, like just like you said, you come out stronger on the other side.
Yeah, we could look a year before. Q would say that too. You're different than last year. Wait till next year. Wait till next year. So, and just a reminder, this is the last one I wrote down from Ron. You're living the life of your ancestors. Your body brings forward what needs to be cleaned. I love that because that has how I have seen my clearings happen. When something comes up, I started to watch, going slower. I just started to watch, feel my spirit more instead of being irritated with the junk that came up. It's like, okay, wait, let me just analyze this neutrally. Let me analyze this. Okay, what is this? I don't know what it is, but I don't like it. Let me look at it. And I just observe it, research it, observe, not participate, and observe it gently. Okay, it's always showing me something that's left. And then we know all of our tools, right?
Right.
The creation lightship too. It just helped me understand and feel how to work with the creation lightship, how to work with my own spirit, and now how to use my own creative abilities to clear it. And it grows and it grows and it grows. That's what you're talking about, the tenacity to keep doing and looking at it. And it comes up in different forms. And just when I feel I'm done, I'm not done. There's
That's
something
right.
else. But again, I don't hate that. I like it. I know it's a weird switch because I
Well,
want to clear my vessel.
yeah.
You know what I mean? So the more that comes up, all right, I'm clearing it out. So it's that reframe Asha spoke about, looking at it differently. Do you use that now more or?
I do. However, when I get caught up in it, it's getting easier because you got the you can when you do these clearings, you're able to observe it as if you're it's in a movie, but it's someone else's movie, right? So you can observe that what happened, an incident or a trauma, but you just don't have that feeling that's attached to it, because that's where the density and the lowering of the frequency and the life force leaving, that's where,
Yeah.
right? That's where it is.
Keep going. Please keep going.
Just to finish, yeah, it's not easy, but it's getting easier. How about that?
Perfect. That's perfect. I always found strength in Q and Mermaid Story too. I mean, Q shared a lot in detail of what he went through. I'm like, okay, he went through something similar. He did this, and every time I'd look through and overlay it. Not to copy it, just overlay it in my life. Huh, that's similar. That's similar. That's similar. And I'd use it like a tool, like, okay, how is he saying to address this? And then I'd work it. I'm like, wow, this works. It works. Everything he shared works. And I would speak to. It all works. It's just, I observed the discipline of just to keep doing and observing it to release it.
Right. And a lot of times I'll tell my spirit, okay, like I'm ready, like whatever I need to do, just but help me, I guess that's just learning how to communicate with your spirit and feel like it's a kind of that balancing of, your, well, it's many ways I could put this, but actually, Zosha, this leads me into something that I wanted to bring up. Is it okay if I
Yeah,
transitioned? Okay. So I was listening to our beautiful, beautiful
Sojourns.
Sojourns. Yes, I was listening to Sojourns episode from last Saturday with, excuse me, Merman and Hummy and Zaya and Idaho Bo, and it was beautiful. I listened to it twice. It was so good. It was. So some things that really stuck out to me, many of it, but Merman had mentioned, well, you don't really know what your purpose is. Like, I get it, we're all here just experiencing it in a physical vessel. I get that. I got that. But I feel that there's for at least for myself, there's a deeper purpose, to help, to serve. So until you find out who you and know who you are. The purpose, you know, it won't be revealed. So what does that mean? In my interpretation, that means going within. And like we mentioned, how do you do it? Well, the commands, nature, doing this inner work. We have our tools. So I really loved what Merman said about that. And it just really, I don't know, it just really spoke to me. And being in alignment with your spirit. And what does that mean? What does that look like? So I'm learning.
Yeah. How does it feel when you're in alignment with your spirit?
Oh, it's peaceful, it's calm, it's cozy. It's all from my heart. It's not wishy-washy. It's clean. I can breathe deeper. There's no mental gymnastics.
Yeah, that's a natural state. It's beautiful. And I'd say on that too, I've known just because of my past and self-realization years of starting, I don't know how else to really say it, but really seeking to go within, I came to know myself as spirit in one way. I didn't incorporate it throughout all aspects of my life because I didn't know the terrain we were in, really. You know, Q shared such great light on all of that. No joke. He sheds light on everything. But I came to know myself as a light. I'm like, okay, I don't get that. I'm light. I'm the light. I mean, I do get that. I remember this saying that really stood out to me at one point, and I don't know where I read it, but it said, stated, you are the hands and feet of Christ. And I felt, oh, Christ, the light, the consciousness. I'm the hands and feet. Okay, I got it. The light is in me is working through this body. That's when I knew I wasn't the body. Oh, it's the technical way that the light works here. You know, if we're all light in each being, it's just a light moving through each of us. Oh, that was a profound moment for me. And then hearing Q say something like, a trap for me was serving others. That was a big thing for me. I used to get confused because the way I would serve, it wasn't really my highest excitement. And I found I got caught in the love and light trap. To serve, it confused me because it was counter to what I was feeling inside. I wanted to go a different direction. And then come to know that holding my light, completely myself, and living my highest excitement is my purpose, is actually touching others, is actually serving others. Because I realize I don't serve any purpose by contorting myself into a different shape and doing something different. And this isn't what you're talking about or what Merman was talking about, just sharing another level, another perspective of it. That holding my light and growing it. Yeah, we're here to experience. That's how it was set up. But I recognize growing my light and bringing it in more and more is displacing all the darkness, all this junk left over in my body. So I'm busting out of it. So at the same time, by living my highest excitement is my experience here, not their experience that they put me on timelines. See what I'm saying? Does you know what I mean? And that was a huge relief that, yeah, I mean, Q also mentioned too when he was running Project Review with Q that if you just want to make beads, you're welcome. And if someone wants to string the beads or sell them, you're well, not sell them, but you know, whatever, do something with them, you're welcome. I was like, wow, you just have to. I just love making pottery. Is there a place for me here? You know, but it really started to touch into what I had been feeling for all of these years. Wait, you're saying I don't have to create some massive project. And that serves a place too, but that's just isn't what was coming through me at the time. And that was a relief because I actually got to rest in my natural spirit. I actually got to explore what my true spirit wanted to do. And there's someone encouraging this. I'm like, wow, a source is here. Okay, perfect. But it's because the who am I questions that you mentioned at the beginning of the show help bring me to that place to recognize that. So there's such beauty, as you describe, feeling the peace inside. It's clean, it's clear, it's easy. And that's exactly what I felt. Peace, peace, clarity, just to be myself, just to express myself. And we all make up a piece of the puzzle. So that's how I feel. Isn't it cool? Just to make beats. Woohoo, I fit in here. Oh my gosh, I fit in somewhere.
Me too. Like I was always, oh, I should go do this. I should go do that. Maybe I'll like this. Oh, this one's it for sure. And
Yeah.
sure enough, each time, yep, that, nope, that one, that wasn't it. Right. I remember, and I was working as a nurse. Everyone was going to graduate school or nurse anesthesia school, become a nurse practitioner or a nurse anesthetist.
To
Cause
make more money.
the shelf life as a registered nurse is like hands on deck is not, because it's just so strenuous. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go, okay, I'll go do that. No, that was right. But exactly, why? To make more money. And I am so tired of these green pieces of paper with pyramids on them controlling. It's just like Pink Floyd. How do you control people? Money and time. Right? I'm over it. I'm over it. And so I sat there and I asked myself, well, what do I really like to do? And then I went through what I really like to do, and I'm like, how does that work in this world? Like, you know what I mean? So that's, maybe we can segue into something that we were talking about before the show about, okay, well, we're straddling two worlds here. And what does that look like? And how do we navigate that? Because I know I'm not the only one. I know there's others. How do we navigate that?
I feel like when you asked, how does that work in the world? Well, it's each choice. I mean, Q has hammered that point home when through the PRQ project, when people were looking for means. It's missing, I feel it's what he was saying, and it's look, needing something to have something is missing the point of, to me, was missing the point of, I'm a spirit, I'm so powerful, and I can create anything, and I'm limitless. Let me stay in this lane. I want to explore my capabilities. I get the matrix and the money. So not putting, I get it. That's for each of us to choose, which is the beauty of that. It's almost broad enough where each of us find our way. There's no wrong way for any of us to choose because each choice we're making is ours. So how do you know that? That will be individual for each of us. But I wanted to study it from the from my spirit perspective. But yes, I do purchase my coffee with those green things. So I feel that's what you're touching on. And it's the direction, and I'm allowing myself just each moment to follow my inspiration and know and watch the synchronicities unfold, knowing with my internal faith that I know where that's bringing me. And then I'm watching it like with the ocean. It did it again this week. And I had a witness. My daughter was here. We warmed the ocean. Well, if I can warm the ocean, I can also do anything else. You know what I mean? That's what it's enlivening in me more and more. If I can clear those ship clouds. They were all gray skies last night. I woke up in the night. I looked out the window. I was like, oh, did my command just gently. It was inspired. I didn't think about it. I just didn't want to see those gray clouds. Cleared them, woke up their sun. The quote matrix predicted today wasn't going to have sun. It's blue skies. So
Nice.
to tap on, so there's just a deeper peace for me. I feel what Q was speaking to. What do you feel about that? Like I know we're all sick of that. We know that's not of our natural way of being. But it's there. It doesn't, we see it. We can participate in it. But at the same time, I'm also growing my internal capabilities, knowing it's going to switch, or it is switching. I'm just watching.
That's beautiful. I like you said, I it's a it's individual for everyone,
Yeah.
and how they're going to do it. And then Zosha, maybe this taps into, I literally wrote on a piece of paper on my and put it on my refrigerator. Unless it excites you, like don't, if it doesn't excite you, don't do it. And I also wrote down, it's okay to take 24 hours to answer a question that someone asks you, or an invitation, or it's okay to take, as much time as you need to do that. So you tap this into timelines, and am I on my own timeline, or am I leaking my life force energy out and being on other timelines? And what does that look like, and how did you navigate it? Because it can be brutal, you, I remember you stating on, it can, I mean, it can be brutal. It's just like, you might as well just go live on an island by yourself.
Well, it makes it easier. The convent is not a bad place. I'm just saying. I've enjoyed it for a long time. But we like to go into the town sometimes. So I feel like the 24-hour rule, I use that for years. Someone used that, shared that with me many years ago. Because you're just kind and you're nice and you automatically, yes, because we all want to help. But I feel that, but my spirit didn't have time to really feel that out. So when I started to incorporate that, it could be any amount of time or no time, but when I, that tool helped me practice, observe my spirit. I don't really care to go do this. Is there a way I could help in a way that also suits me? Whatever, it just gives space. It points to slower is faster. Right? Do you feel, do you have time to observe your spirit when you give yourself a cushion?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's a tool.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah, I feel a lot of it. It's really, there's a lot of factors that come into play when making these decisions. I made decisions earlier in my life that I wish I wouldn't have made, that maybe would have put me in a different position now, but I didn't know what I knew now. I didn't know then what I knew now. So, okay, what do we do about it? What do I do about it? And that's where the communication and connection with my spirit and going within, that's where that really, I'm really able to play with that and explore. Like, okay, spirit, well, this is what's going on. How are we going to navigate this? What are we going to do? What do you want to do?
Exactly. And I feel that touches back into what Ron Amitron said. If we stay in our heart center, most of our problems go away. So it's that I would take that cushion of time. Let me see if this goes away. Oh, wow. I was really relaxed all week or for this day when I didn't phone this person. You know, and then I watch, wow, I really was in total peace. Now, Q just dumps his cell phone and goes away and solves it. You know what I mean? But if there's a resistance, I had resistance in some places, so I had to go. It just took me more time to observe it. That's my nature. No, I didn't beat myself up about it. I felt when Q would speak, okay, that's the direction. I'm just going to go a little slower because I observe that works better for me. That's knowing ourself. I feel you started with that. You know, knowing your spirit. Back to what you said about Merman, until we know ourselves. What does that mean? Not for me, it doesn't mean, oh, I like pistachio ice cream. I like to go to the beach. That's just my personality. It's just within, really, to know myself. What do I really feel? What is really, I mean, it's cool on the timeline shows or the earlier PRQ shows when Q would ask people about, because it was more specific to projects, and he'd really push people to go deeper. Yeah, but I need this. Yeah, but I need that. But what do you really want? Do you really want to set up a factory? Or I can't remember the
Like the
specifics.
idea of it.
Yeah, like what is the aspect of your plan that really excites you? Like you said, what really excites you to get out of bed in the morning? Now, it might not come in a short minute, but to really feel and observe what excites me. I love making pottery. Do I make pottery now? No, I have my feelings why I didn't go back into it just yet. But I remember as a kid in school making pottery, and I can go back to that moment, go back to my file, and observe myself. I was so excited to have my hands in it and feel the clay in my hand, and I could change a shape. I could make it more narrow, I could make it wider, just to play, messy and creative. It was just so exciting to me. And then I did it as a teenager, and I did it in college, and I did it when I was living in New York City. So it's something I always wanted to keep doing. And it's in me, and I know I will do it again. But that feeling, it is palpable. Or a feeling of being, I just pull out and try and go back to the files where I remember at, when I was a mom and doing things with my kids. I feel it. I have those deeply anchored in me if I choose to go back there and observe. It's interesting. It's interesting. So just to touch into what you said about feeling excited, I had to remind myself what did excite me. Oh, those things, it is Q even asked us, those when he asked us questions, it was going back to that time. And also I feel in Native American traditions, I read something, if you had an issue and went to an elder, one of the questions they would ask you is, when did you stop laughing? I was like, oh, it's kind of what Q was touching on. We were talking about playing in nature as kids. When did it stop? Oh, when I went to school and had to sit in school for,
Yeah.
8 hours and learn about the battles and the dates and the memorization and whatnot. So I feel that's a cool question. When did you stop laughing?
I love that. That's great. Well, I mean, that goes across the board.
It touches into that, back to what you said. I forgot how you said it. I'm not going to make a decision unless I'm really excited. How did you say it?
Unless it excites me, or I could say, unless it's a hell yes, like automatic, or it excites me. Yeah, don't do it, or just observe, give it, go slow, observe it.
And also realizing there, well, how does it feel for you? Sometimes it's a different pace than the Matrix world. It's a different pace because sometimes they're very simple. At least that's what I've seen. Sometimes they're just simple inspirations to bake cookies, whatever, whatever just comes to my heart. How do you observe that with, I know you're still playing with it, you said. We're always playing with it.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, have you do you have any examples of when you felt inspired to do something recently?
Oh
If you
yeah.
care to share.
I mean, just if I want to go on a if I want to go on a day trip somewhere, yeah, things like that. I love doing that. I pull up a song and start singing, and I can't stop. Like, I just can't stop it. And it's from my core that I sing. Yeah, and I'll be out on a walk, and I have my little earbuds in, and I'm singing, and there's people around me walking, and I don't really care. I sing it anyways. I'm the car belting out Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and I'm at a stoplight, and I don't even look at this to the left or to the right, because I know they're going to be like, what's wrong with this girl? She's just lost it. I don't care.
At least you can sing. I sing too, and the seagulls like it. It's actually kind of funny. They do actually stop. It's different. They don't love to be spoken to directly, I've observed. And I'm like, I get that. I don't really always love that either, to look at you. But singing, it's almost softer. It's not directed at anyone, right? It's your pleasure. So it's interesting. Someone gets to tune in to feel. But I think that's great because even if someone looking over at you, I just feel like you're living your true inspiration will be inspiring.
Oh yeah, I was skipping down the sidewalk one day on my walk with my earbuds in, singing. I just felt so free. And this girl drives by me, and she's like, "Yeah." And she puts her hands out of the car like, yeah. I'm like, oh, another one. Wonderful.
Okay, now tighten them. This is a segue, but the most recent for the people, or the second one about, we know this, it's only 10% of beings with light. I feel like, oh, you just identified one. She did a thumbs up. It's,
That's right.
who's around us. So by being ourself, it's just, we won't get a lot of feedback. I realize we might not get a lot of feedback from many beings.
No,
And then it's
yeah.
like, oh, okay, now I stop expecting anything and I'm really just free. Because who's watching it? Just tune it out as much as I can. And right then, when it's a synchronistic interaction, it's hysterical. Hysterical. High Q.
Exactly.
Just so fun.
Oh, yeah, it is. And Zosha, this, okay. So this also ties into feeling our spirit, know thyself, going within. On Sojourns, Zaya talked about trusting yourself. So I'm listening. How do you trust yourself? What does it feel like? And I mean, she gave a great example of, trust comes from awareness from my own creation. And she said, trusting outside of yourself, you're giving your life force energy away. Versus trusting your own discernment of what you are observing. So I thought that was amazing. I love that what she said. And I it's just it's the same stuff, but someone says it differently.
Oh, yeah, that's what's beautiful about different pieces of the puzzle. It's not, in this group, in the choir, we all know, like you said, we all know, but it's evolutionary. And just at a certain time, you hear it at a certain moment, and it's just perfect. Like you have said, you get the song lyric, or you just turn over to the quote. And if anyone, that was a great show that they put on. That's the Hoist the Sails show.
It's like that song. What is it? Hoist up the, what is it? John B. Hoist up the John B. Sales. Hoist, that song?
No,
Oh, I got it all wrong. Oh no, I
I
botched
can't help you there.
it.
Then, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Was there anything to that, what Zaya said, that you applied to yourself or observed? Because I'll just say it. That's what I observe. That's what I love to do when I feel something and I overlay it. What someone says, I overlay it through my experience. But I don't know if that's unique to me. Do you have that? Like, what do you do when you hear something that inspires you or touches you?
I have to write it down. I have to listen to it. I have to feel it, and just sit with it. And I feel like Zosha, just to tie it up all in a pretty package with a bow on it, it really comes down to knowing who you are as spirit, unconditionally loving yourself. What does that mean? What does it mean to love yourself? Nobody teaches you this, and no one teaches you this stuff. And just creating this, intimacy with the divine is intimacy with yourself. It's you are your own twin flame. That's first, right? And what that feels like, and not needing any external validation, approval, to say, oh, this is my truth, and this is me communing with my spirit, with myself. And no one can do it for you. It's all individual process for everyone.
I love that. And just to explain, just to tap on, this isn't what you said, but someone shared that, like, what were you last week? We were talking about the crayon brain. And someone said, what do you mean by that? I said, oh, it referred to the drawing. But also Q talked about this yarn around the planet. And I drew something with the yarn around the brain to indicate the matrix. However, that was just a visual, but that's what we call them. The busy mind is like a crayon. But Lauren, I found this for you. And I was like, I want to read this to Lauren. It's also because you mentioned something like this once. We've both had experiences. Again, it's from Young Pueblo. It says, sometimes we feel like exploding, not because of anything or to hurt anyone, but simply because we are growing, releasing, letting the old parts die so that new habits, new ways of being have space to live. That sort of touches on when something would happen. I'm like, okay, I don't mind that. I don't mind that I'm crying. I don't mind that this is overtaking me or whatnot. It's fine. I'm just going to watch it. You know, just to be in the observer state, the perspective, like you said, that's not us anyway. So it's just that practice. And then when I read words like this, yeah, it's a releasing, isn't it? A releasing. Old parts die. There's a process to it. Water doesn't boil in an instant.
Right. That's right. That's right. And you know what came to me, Zosha, is you have to let those old parts die. I'm not saying that it's pretty, but I liken it to the ocean. You know, the ocean, there's no resistance in the ocean. The ocean to me represents endless expansion and creation. And the waves just they just transform into another, into a different form. And that's what we are. That's what we're, that's who we are if we choose.
Absolutely, that was beautiful. And also go to the image, Sea of Joy by Eve. And in that image, it's not complete yet. There's an image of the old, I'll just call it this, the old earth, and it's on a wave. It's on the crest of a wave, almost rolling into the new. There's movement in it. There's wave, like you talked about. Well, the Sea of Joy. It's moving in there. It's a prop. To me, it observes a process. I always was looking at the right side of the image. That represents really what I was focusing on in my own life, moving into that new place. I didn't care about the old, I didn't care about the left side. It just didn't. It just never, I just never looked at it until someone pointed some things out. I'm like, I never saw that. It's funny, but it's what you're saying. It's a sea. It's not boom, boom.
It's not an angular box, right? Like it's fluid, it's flow, it's endless expansion. There's no beginning, then there's no end. It's the alpha and the omega. There's no, we just are every it's happening all simultaneously. I don't know, that just came out. But
Yeah, we just are right now.
yeah.
Right? We're always just are. We always are. We always am. We're is beast. We always are.
That's right.
What you're saying, but it's the vessel that's in the way
Oh,
sometimes.
yes.
It's beautiful. It is our vessel. I love my vessel, but I also recognize some stuff left over from the dark. And I'm just choosing to see it and release it.
And I'm
I'm like the image on the Sea of Joy. Maybe all of you see that aspect. I don't know. You know, I have my wave crest every time I choose. And then it activated on its own. I'm like, oh, got it. Then it just becomes, okay, I see you, Mr. Loop. Goodbye. Not today. It just gets easier and easier and easier. And like flick, you know, just to flick a piece of lint off. But I could still observe it. So again, it's not that state of perfection. I used to feel, even in the years of self-realization, they're in such a state of beauty and joy. I really wanted to get there. Like that book, Siddhartha, I really love that book, really impacted me. And because it details all the junk he went through. He was in a monastery, so to say, and then went out in the world and experienced the extremes of the world. And then it shows how he put them together to find to new, truly know who he is. None of his situations matter. Not everyone in a monastery gets it. Not everyone out in the world is stuck in the world. There are lots of people very active in the world, but still know who they are. See what I mean? And then we all have our own ways of blending the two to realize, are you kidding, BBS? There are 2 minutes left.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, see, we can just chat for hours. I love being with you. It's so peaceful and calm.
Me too. Me too.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been such a joy. We'll be back next week at our happy hour, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And thank you, BBS. Thank you, Q and team. Our listeners, our subscribers, thank you. It touched my heart to see a renewal. Really deep gratitude. We appreciate you. I love you, Lauren.
Oh, I love you too. I love you too. And I'll say it again, check out forthepeople.space. If you want to learn more about Q and Mermaid and what's going on right now in this terrarium, I guess you call it. And if you want to clear out your vessel, get these densities cleaned up, you can go to creationlightship.com. So I would say, Zosha, anything else to add? Or if that's a wrap?
That's a wrap.
All right,
Bye,
that's a wrap.
everyone.
Bye.